A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Union auto workers are on strike. Most people in Utah won't feel an immediate effect from this strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis, but soon there are going to be fewer new cars in the showrooms. And some economists say new car prices could go up within a couple of months. That's a little hard to swallow with the price of a new full-size SUV already at $75,000, but up they'll go, potentially sparking a new round of inflation. So what are they fighting over? Well, historically, auto workers had a good deal. These lunch pail Americans were able to raise families with a spouse staying home, then they'd retire with a pension. It was a good life. But anyone hired to work at an assembly plant since 2007 makes $20 an hour. They get a pretty lousy health care plan and no pension. Meantime, the top executives at the car company saw their pay soar by 40%. The CEO of GM, Mary Barra, now makes $29 million a year. Times are changing. The union workers know it'll take fewer workers to build electric vehicles. Plus, there's all kinds of competition from Tesla and from the overseas car makers. In fact, when I clicked on this video of the strikers, it was preceded by an ad for Volvo.
Get exclusive offers on select new Volvo models. Contact your Volvo retailer to learn more.
The U.S. auto industry is facing challenges in every direction, and these union auto workers want to be able to afford a house and a retirement.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.